News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR, delivering powerful mobile coverage for businesses in every town, city and county in Ireland.
All right, thousands of single mothers and their children will be homeless this Christmas, with latest census figures reporting 84% of the 200,000 plus single families in Ireland are headed by women. St. Vincent de Paul have said there have been 11,000 first-time callers to the charity in the last month worrying about how to make ends meet. But where are the fathers of the children and why are they not contributing financially? Well, joining us to discuss this is Daily Mail columnist Brenda Power. Brenda Power, just give us your view on this.
Well, I suppose it was prompted, Shane, by an item in the launch, if you like, of that St. Vincent de Paul annual appeal, which, you know, we all know about and are happy to contribute to and are glad to be able to contribute to, as apparently, you know, this woman whose story particularly jumped out at me found herself in the position of having to go to them, not even knowing how to start the conversation, not even how to make the phone call. But she told them the reason she had to contact them was because last Christmas Day, all she and her daughter had for the whole day was a box of Cadbury's roses and two bags of popcorn. And I suppose you couldn't read that without thinking, why is there no support? Why is there nobody to help her? But why do we keep hearing this story again and again and again of lone women struggling with children, homeless, but across the whole kind of range of disadvantage? The lists of sort of, you know, school truancy or drug use or, you know, teenage criminality or whatever are always headed by single parent families, headed by women who are struggling to bring up kids on their own, where there's maybe no male role model, very little money and, you know, predictable results. And it just seemed to me that we really do need to start to consider, given that, as you say, I think it's 84% of homeless families are headed by lone women, we need to consider something along the lines of the British model of the child, I think it's a child maintenance service. And their basic premise, I was just looking up a kind of policy document that they published last year, the Department of, I think it's called Work and Pensions over there, and their policy is predicated on the belief that all parents should support their children. Does that sound crazy? It doesn't sound crazy to me, yet it is something that we continually avoid. And so, you know, while the state absolutely has an obligation to support people who cannot support themselves, and particularly to make sure that children are not living in hardship, I would be of the view that the first people with a responsibility to the children they brought into the world are both of their parents. And the British position basically states that is their belief, and so every parent is responsible. Say the parent who's not living with the child, usually the dad, pays a minimum of 12%. No, it is actually 12% of his gross income for the child support for one child, and I think it goes up to 16% for two children. And that does not seem too much to ask to me.
So they don't dance around this in the UK. I think they call them, is it deadbeat dads or something? They don't even dance around the language that they use. Do they actually hold those fathers to account? I mean, do they legally enforce this?
Not only do they legally enforce it, they will pursue you for arrears of the maintenance from your old age pension, your carer's allowance, your disability allowance, your maternity benefits, because obviously we're not always talking about dads, from any allowance, from any state benefit, not only then through your wages, you'll be followed, you'll be pursued for the cut of your wages, but if you're on any state benefit, no matter how much you need it, the basic principle is that you still have a responsibility to your dependent children. And it just, it seems to me a bit of a no-brainer, actually. You know, I mean, here you go to court and you try and get a maintenance agreement, which you might and you might not, and a judge might well decide that a woman's perfectly capable of supporting her kids on her own. That happens quite a bit. But we have no basic mechanism that says both parents are equally responsible for their children.
Okay, a no-brainer, and I suspect a lot of people listening this morning will agree with that. Why isn't it happening? Are we just too PC? Is it political correctness? Or what is the reason why we don't go down this road that the UK has gone down?
I fear it is political correctness. I mean, you could attribute it to, you know, a legitimate compassion for couples whose relationships have broken up, and the state maybe feels that it shouldn't pry into the circumstances. But this is not about the couples. It's not about the people and their own relationships and the complexities and the difficulties that they maybe have between themselves. This is about a child's right to be supported by both parents, not to have to spend Christmas with a box of roses and a bag of popcorn. I mean, we don't know the circumstances in which that woman found herself, and it could well be that the father in that case is doing everything he can to help. But the fact that the majority, that the homelessness lists are dominated by single women bringing up kids on their own suggests that the dads are not helping out, or that a lot of them are not. But anyway, we need to overcome whatever ideological objection we have to making absent parents, women as well, absent parents contribute to their children's upbringing. They've done it in the States, or the UK. Now, they had originally a lot of hassle with what was originally the Child Support Agency and your parents kind of conflating contributions with, say, access and custody issues and so on. And they seem to have ironed that out with this new agency. And it is simply financial. You can sort out the custody arrangement yourself, but here is the bottom line. Every parent contributes to their children's support.
Okay, we leave it there. Brenda Parr, Daily Mail columnist, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.